bit, little darling. No one loves you as I do. Don't forget me, little darling. When from you I'm far away, just remember, little darling, we may meet again someday.
Bluegrass album band We May Meet Again Someday. That was really a lesson in how to do backup on a great bluegrass tune. This backup by J.D. Crowe was just superb, and also Bobby Hicks, they just do a masterful job there. Well, we're heading south, and as you go around the lake, you get down to the town called Waiuru, and now you're starting to get into the rougher country, because we've got the desert road to go over. Now, to us, it's called the desert road, and it's really about 40, 50 kilometres of fairly rugged road that is sometimes snow-covered in winter. It's fairly barren by New Zealand terms. You can see the mountain covered with snow just over the countryside a bit further away, and quite often you've got to look up the road forecast to find out whether the desert road is closed by snow or not if you're travelling it in winter. But most of the time it's pretty good, and it's nice to have some music playing while you're there. So earlier in the show we heard Dawn Lawson, so we might hear another bit of Dawn Lawson. I love his gospel music, it always just sounds great. And we're going to have a tune called Highway to Heaven.
There's a highway to heaven that I'm traveling every day. It's a highway that's guarded by Jesus all the way.
It's a highway supernal,
never ending its goal.
And it leads to many mansions
where there's rest for the soul. Leaving signs from day to day, and she taught me of this highway so I would not go astray.
It's a highway supernal,
never ending its goal,
and it leads to many mansions
where there's rest for the soul. Till the Savior takes me home to his mansion in glory where his light has ever shone.
It's a highway supernal,
never ending its goal,
and it leads to many mansions
where there's rest for the soul.
It's a highway supernal,
never ending its goal,
and it leads to many mansions
where there's rest for the soul.
This is John Kanowski from Awonga, California, and you are listening to Back Porch Bluegrass with your host, Paul Trenworth.
Well, thanks, John, for that introduction. Really appreciate that. If you'd like to get your voice on the show, doing an ID for the program, that'd be great. Do what John did, speak into your telephone. Send it to me at my email, paultrenwith@gmail.com. paultrenwith@gmail.com. And I'll try and fit you into the program somewhere. Might take a time or two to get to you, but we'll just do what we can. What have we got lined up? Oh, a great band to have with you on any road trip is Blue Highway, and I've got the album Blue Highway, It's a Long, Long Road with me. Sean Lane playing mandolin and fiddle and doing tenor vocals and lead vocals. He was on that track just before with Thor Lawson, where he played guitar and sang the tenor vocals too. Wayne Taylor, bass and lead vocals. Tim Stafford, guitar, some lead, some harmony vocals. Rob Ikes on dobro. Jason Burleson on banjo. They're a fine band, Blue Highway. Do some excellent music, write a lot of their own songs. And here's one called The One I Left Behind.
By my wife. So buddy, can we talk about Virginia? Talk about the Blue Ridge and the old Lonesome Pine. Tell me about the Shenandoah Valley. And don't forget my true love, the one I left behind.
That's Blue Highway, the one I left behind. Great tune there. Well, we're heading south on our road trip and getting down through Waiuru, which is an army town right in the middle of the North Island. Often gets snow there. It's often pretty cold because it's quite a high altitude and you're right in the middle of things when you're at Waiuru. Stop for a comfort stop, but then again, I do that quite often on the way. And head down further to Taihape. Might have some lunch or at least a bite to eat at Taihape and a cup of coffee. Hope you're enjoying the road trip with me. I know many of you live in all parts of the world. It'd be great to do road trips with you around your part of the world. So I figured you'd like to do one with me around my part of the world. Big shout out to all the people listening on podcasts. All around the world, Ireland, UK, USA, Canada. I know there's people there, New Zealand, Australia, all sorts of places that people get to listen. Thank you very much for tuning into Back Porch Bluegrass. My mouth's not working now. And all the people that are listening on access radio stations throughout New Zealand as well. This program starts at Free FM 89.0 in Hamilton, where it is first aired, but then it's aired on radio stations throughout New Zealand different times during the week, and also the radio stations in Canada that takes our access radio programs. Big hi to all you folks, and I hope you're enjoying your road trip with me. We better get back in the car and get on the road. We're heading now down towards Hunterville through mountainous and gully country. But it's farming country, a lot of sheep farming down that area. It's a real pleasant part of the road to drive. It's a two-lane highway all the way. We don't have motorways all the way in New Zealand. We've got them between or exiting some of the major cities, a little bit round out of Auckland, and Wellington's getting a major road to help exit the country. But most of our roads are sort of two-lane highways, and you've got to concentrate pretty much all the time and do your very best to stay on your side of the road. So we're concentrating but listening to a bit of bluegrass as we go, and we're going to hear again from the Mountain Music Bluegrass Style album. Here's Bob Baker and the Pike County Boys.
Neighbors, I'd like to say that this is about one of the oldest songs that I can possibly remember. It was taught to me a long time ago by my mother when I was a little small boy. We hope you enjoy some of the words to it. The title of the song is Little Willie.
Thank you. nature, my dear.
Oh, it's nature far too big. My mind is too bamboo, and I bid this wide world you.
A track from Mountain Music, bluegrass style, and that was Bob Baker and the Pike County Boys, Little Willie. We've got a bit of live music happening around Hamilton. Morrinsville Country Music Club's up and running, so we've got a concert on the second Friday of each month now. Now that we're allowed to gather together, it's really great. We had a concert just recently and very successful. It was good fun to play music to a live audience again. And Back Porch Bluegrass, the jam session, is on the fourth Sunday of the month at the Waikato Contract Bridge Club rooms in Hamilton East. 2:30 in Sunday afternoon to 5 o'clock, and we get together and do some jamming, and it's often real good fun, I tell you. But there's live music happening around New Zealand. Not the pubs aren't up and fully running with a lot of music yet, but it's starting to happen. So my thoughts go out to all you people where that's not allowed to happen. Talked to people from the USA recently, and there's no live music happening there, which is a real shame. We're going to hear from the Southern Filibuster album, tribute to Tut Taylor now. This is Megan Lovell with a tune called Rezo Fandango. Lovell, Rezo Fandango. Great music to have on a road trip with you. Well, we're heading south. We've been driving for about 4 or 5 hours now, coming down to a little town called Levin. Quite a nice little town, actually. And I'll probably stop there to look at the op shops because they've got some great opportunity shops there and never know what you're going to pick up and buy. Always interesting poking around those sorts of places. We got about an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours left on our journey. Depends how many stops I make. And I've been delighted to have my bluegrass friends accompanying me on this trip. But you've still got to have the bluegrass album band. Here's Take Me in Your Lifeboat. Bluegrass album band, Take Me in Your Lifeboat. Great song, lovely banjo by J.D. Crow there. Well, we're just about at Wellington, folks. We're quite appropriate here at that last song. We might be driving around the coast at Paraparaumu, which has got the road right beside the sea. Very rocky coastline there. You're down at sea level. In fact, when the wind is from the west, sometimes waves break over the road, and it's pretty exciting going along there. And you look out there and you imagine the sailors that pass through there in days gone by, they might have been looking for a lifeboat as well. I hope you've enjoyed my road trip. We're just about at Wellington. I turn the CD off when I'm in the Wellington traffic so I can concentrate. And it's been great doing my North Island trip with you. I'm going to do it all the way back again tomorrow, maybe, and not quite. Thanks for listening. Here's Earl Taylor and the Stony Mountain Boys with A Foggy Mountain Top. Great song. See you later. Listen next week. We'll be right back.
Listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, your alternative to mainstream media. Broadcasting from Simon Fraser University at Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.
Do you know what your local wetland has done for you lately? Wetlands function like nature's kidneys, mitigating the impacts of floods and droughts, protecting our communities, and supporting food production. Despite representing 6% of the Earth's surface, wetlands store 33% of the planet's carbon. If you value life, thank a wetland. Learn about wetlands at work with Ducks Unlimited Canada at ducks.ca/wetlands.